Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Traders Show. I'm here with your host, Caleb Sam. And Traders Show is proudly brought to you by Financial Hub. Financial Hub is a leading entity here in Kenya where we focus on educating the masses about Forex market, trading in it consistently and profitably in the long term. So today, I won't talk much about the intro. I'm joined with a friend of mine, a guest of ours. He'll introduce himself, but like we promised in the other podcast, in the other videos, that we'll do a lot of interviews and bring you guys traders, because there are many traders out here. Most of them are just doing their own thing very well, trading in a good way. Yeah, so Kev is one of those people. We met him here. I personally met him here at our summits when we do them every week, and he came for a couple of them, and we got to know one another. And now I'd like you guys to know about him. We've talked. He's the first person, actually, not the first, maybe let's say the third person, because the last ones we did a long time. Let's say the third, or let's say the first person this year outside our students, outside us, who's a trader who we've brought now here to talk to us about his journey in the Forex market. So, karibu sana, Kev.
We have a percentage of all our products. We have a sale going on. As people prepare for January intake, we've given you a 20% off. Our courses go for 50,000, and now they're 20% off for anyone who pays between now and the 24th of December. And instead of paying 50,000, you're going to pay 40,000, okay?
Thank you so much,
Kevin. You can introduce yourself before we get deep.
So, guys, I'm Kevin. I go by Minor Kevin.
Minor Kevin.
The name. Okay. Yes. I'm a trader. I've been trading for the past 3 years. I'm currently in my fourth year right now. Mm-hmm. And the journey has been awesome. The journey mm-hmm. has been great. Really educative. It has been up and down.
Yeah.
But that's just it. That's the beauty of it. Uh-huh. The up and down swings, that's what makes life move fast.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
The ups and downs. If you don't mind, share with people. They like hearing such stuff because it's very relatable.
Yeah.
I think as we've shared our stories, almost all of it. So that's why we're really bringing a lot of people like you guys mm-hmm. to share now how it is for you guys.
It's really, really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. The journey is awesome because Trading is like, when you start trading, you're actually enrolling in a school.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually enrolling in a school for a higher being of you, mm-hmm. to be a higher level of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the awesome bit of it. It's not just trading, it's not just money.
And when we're starting Forex, was that the same case?
No, of course
it's
not.
It always gets to a point where you start off trading with different mindset, different goals, different dreams.
Yeah.
And then inside it, like what you've just said, it's the journey is good. It's all about the journey, and it changes you. Because now you're speaking more philosophical than more money-oriented. Because mm. it's always like that when you're starting out. So it's great to hear that, especially from someone else. Because I talk a lot with my partners, but hearing it from you, it's good. So I hope you share all that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of questions, guys. So if you see me looking at my laptop, I'm just refreshing from what the questions that we had here written. And if we start off, Kev, how did you start trading in the first place?
Okay, it's actually interesting. Back in 2020, I was still in campus then.
What were you studying?
I was studying economics. Mind you, I didn't drop out. I finished and I did graduate.
Okay, nice.
But that's just because I loved it. I loved what I was doing.
Okay.
I was not studying to get employed. I was studying for the knowledge.
Where were you studying?
At Jomo Kenyatta University of JKUAT.
JKUAT. Yeah, okay, yeah. The main campus?
Yeah, the main campus in Juja.
Yeah.
So I remember at the time I didn't have a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
My house had been broken into.
Mm-hmm.
The laptop was stolen, the gas was stolen, mm-hmm. and I'd gone home for my brother's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was switch-talked by my mom
yeah.
to sleep over. And she was like, you guys stay over, you guys have a lovely night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Then the next day at 6 a.m., I get the caretaker's call.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, uko wapi?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at home. And he tells me, can you come quick? Mm-hmm. But lock yako iko chini.
Mm-hmm. So come faster.
Yeah. I actually took an Uber with my brother. He's actually my big brother.
Okay.
And we went there. The first thing, I just went straight to where the laptop was, where I'd kept it, and it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Okay, fast forward to a week later, some friends of mine had gotten into transcription.
Yeah.
You do know transcribing, yes?
Writing and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, they'd gotten into transcription, and they were learning it. And they started making some few dollars. They'd work overnight, make some $30 a day, which was good by then. And I started getting this pressure of, you also need to do something, you also need to do something. Then a former high school mate of mine, who we were with at JQuat, came and told me, in our class, there's this guy called Eric. Sorry for mentioning the name, but either
it's
way.
Fine.
Yeah, called Eric, and he does trading. And I was like, okay, I've not heard of it.
Yeah.
I had not heard of it, honestly speaking. And I was interested. And he told me, he's a referral. This is a guy who is in his mentorship class. You can go, ask him how it is, then talk to the guy. And I was like, sure. I went. I actually didn't talk to the guy I was referred to. I sought out the Eric. And I texted him. And you know what? The first thing he offered was signals.
Okay.
And at the time, it was appealing because I was like, I need the money.
Yeah.
I want to make the money.
This is 20 what?
2020, towards 2020. The end of it. After we were opened of curfew, after they removed curfew, yes.
Okay.
And we were allowed to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back. And that was then. So I texted the guy. And he was like, you can take signals, then off the profits you make from there, you join the mentorship.
Yeah.
And I was like, that actually makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I took it as a calculated decision. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
When you deposited $10, and I made another 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it was at 20. And I was like, okay, this actually works.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to withdraw so that I knew the money was real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's due some $4. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Okay.
Nilenda... honestly speaking, nilenda nikabai quarter.
Celebrate.
I was like, found a way of making money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then the guy kept telling us, make YouTube your friend, make Google your friend, make YouTube
this
your
is
friend.
Who? Not Eric.
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 Eric
okay.
himself, yes. Make it your friend. I'd go to YouTube, then I started seeing support and resistance, all these strategies out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ventured into support and resistance for a while. Still, while learning, he was actually teaching us Elliot with.
Okay.
Yes.
Now Eric was teaching Elliot.
Okay. Yes. At the time, I thought he knew his stuff.
Yeah.
Only to later on come to learn that he was also learning.
Okay.
It's funny that this guy, even post me joining mentorship,
this
guy was using the money we were paying to fund his account. And he'd blow it.
Mm-hmm.
He'd fund, he'd blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the week,
yeah,
he will send a review, and he will be like, this week we traded 3,000 pips, we traded, and I was like, I haven't seen any of those.
Mm. So his signals weren't working as well?
Signals were not working.
Okay, okay.
Then I joined the mentorship. Mind you, at the time I joined the mentorship, I was about to go for my attachment. Yes, I went for attachment at Cabanas. You know what Cabanas is?
Mm-hmm.
Along Mombasa Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Went for attachment there, and we were selling commercial equipment, the machines and all, Komwindi, up industrial area.
Okay.
So I deposit some money, then use the little knowledge that I've learned, and boom, I blew. By the way, you see that statistics, the ones brokers increase, the ones you guys were talking about in the other podcast.
Mm.
$5 you blow. $5 you blow. Eh, nimechangia statistics.
You're one of them.
Eh, hey, nimechangia.
Mm-hmm.
I deposit, I blow. To a point that nilikona back in a 30 bob. A bus fare. Na niko wapi niko Kabana. So do I stay Uthiru?
Mm.
So I bought the company vehicle
mm-hmm.
in a Kujadi industrial area where they were selling the machines. I stay there up to around 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then... Nanza tu kanyaga pole pole adi Odion. Bridge the industrial
from
area.
From Yenda?
Yes.
Uka all the way to town. Road.
Yes. Na kanyaga tu.
Yeah, yeah.
Saizo atasi ongei na mtu.
Uh-huh.
Jubileo school soko imenifanya.
Yeah. And no one can understand.
Yeah. I just walk all the way to Odeon. Napanda matatu inafika Kangemi because that was the money I had that he bought.
Okay.
So nashukia Kangemi, then I'd walk again. Karibu na ukuta.
Yeah.
Mind you, there's a family shop hapo Kangemi kwa soko.
Yeah.
And my brother was there at the time. So nilikuwa natembea karibu kuna ukuta ndio asinione.
Yeah.
Sasa nimekanyaga pole pole hadi uthiru. I did that for 2 months, Ken.
2 months?
Sorry, Caleb. Yeah. Yes. I did that for 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Each time losing. Then it got to a point that I was like, I'm not resonating with this thing.
Yeah.
I really need to learn why I'm losing my money.
Yeah, yeah.
So the time I started asking myself the why questions, why am I losing the money? Why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
That day, that exact first day that I told myself why, do you know I made $400?
Oh, serious?
Yes. I had deposited $62.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 trades that ran overnight.
Mm.
I remember he told us, there's a position I'm looking at, and he shared.
Mm.
At the time, I was asleep when he shared what he was looking at.
Mm.
So I woke up. You see, I still had confidence in him.
Mm.
So I woke up, and I went to the group. It was a Telegram group. I went on it. We were 12 members.
Mm.
I went on it, looked, and he said that some 40 minutes ago. So when I was looking at the position, he was saying sell at a certain price, and the price was a bit higher then.
Okay.
So I was like, when he was saying he wanted to sell here.
It's even gone higher.
Yes, it's even gone higher. So I was like, so when I sell up here, I'll even make this extra profits than them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it actually did run.
Mm.
Do you know, at the time, what time was that? It was at 1 a.m.
Mm.
1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I did not sleep.
You watched it?
Caleb, I did not sleep. Yeah. I watched it all the way, running.
All the way?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then it got to 470, then pulled back. So niliona imerudi hadi 420. Nikafunga.
Mm-hmm.
Nikasema no, hii imenitosha.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, the worst thing about making money the incorrect way is that you'll always find a way of giving it back.
For sure.
So the next day, nilikuwa naamka, I was going to the office. Nilikuwa narudi huko kwa office Cabanas. I was in a matatu.
Mm.
Hata iko imetoka town.
Mm.
And I was looking at a position and I texted him. Sent him a screenshot and I was like, this position, how do you see it? And he was like, iko positioned poor. If it's a sell, you sell.
Mm.
I sold. Ken, I hoped. Mm-hmm. I hoped all the way
to paka ukafika Cabanas.
Nilienda nikihope all the way. Market ipinduke kwa sababu ilianza tu kunipea loss.
Oh, immediately just going 30, just go. So 40. on the 420 you hadn't withdrawn any money?
No, now I was looking to make 1,000.
Okay
great. Mm-hmm. I was looking to make 1,000.
Mm.
So I was like 20 30 40 50. Then when it got to 80, I was like, ini kubwa kurudisha.
Mm.
Na vile nimesafa hizo siku zingine, wacha irudi hadi 50, then nifunge. Ikaende kafika 120, nikasema, wacha irudi hadi 80, sikuwa nataka.
You'll close there.
Uh-huh. Do you know, kuyo account nilibaki na $20.
It went kabisa.
Aye.
Which pair was this? Do you remember?
At the time it was synthetic indexes.
Okay.
Not even forex pairs.
So volatility was high?
Yes.
Okay. So in a panda, this was fast. It was in a matter of minutes.
Why? Actually, it was something called the 100.
Uh-huh.
That one, I actually hear people calling it ako nikashetani.
Mm.
Kanaendanga.
Mm.
And I was left with $20. Do you know I cried? I cried. I didn't even stay at the office.
Mm.
Nilifika and I told them I'm not feeling well.
Okay,
and I left.
Yeah.
And I went back home.
Mm.
Then at home, mom was asking me. I didn't even go back to Juja estate. I went home. Because I knew sinata kituya kukula nikirudi Juja. So let me go where? Let me go home.
To your folks.
So my mom was asking me, actually I don't have a dad. Passed in 2019. So my mom's the one who's there.
Mm.
So my mom asked me, are you feeling unwell? And I was like, no. What's up? Nikamwambia nika headache tu kadogo, but I'll be okay.
Be fine.
Mm. Yeah. And she was like, okay, but anone hii headache imeranu siku yote, kesho asubuhi bado niko namwambia headache iko.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you need to go to the hospital. But I was like, I need to do something at school. Let me rush there. I won't even go to the office today. I didn't go to the office for 2 days. That's how affected I was by that position.
Mm-hmm. So that day when you went, came back home, then the next day you didn't go?
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
Then the day after that was when I went. And it was actually so okay. And I was like, that money is not mine. Mm. That money is not mine.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, I'm just telling this to...
calm yourself.
Yes. Mm. But deep down, I was feeling painful. Mm-hmm. I was like, you need 50K. You may end up too evil. You may back issue without that. But I told myself, it's okay. I can't do anything. It's gone. And I believe that's where my psychology journey started.
Okay.
Because now I was interested in knowing why was I feeling all these emotions. Initially, when taking a position, you know, I never traded demo. I just jumped straight.
Yeah, to live.
Yes. Okay. Off the signals at the time.
Yes, I remember. Mm. Yeah.
Now it's like, why was I feeling all these emotions? Mm-hmm. Why was I feeling that bad because of money that actually was not mine?
Mm-hmm.
What was mine? Only $40 had gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why was I feeling that bad?
Okay.
And now I wanted to get to know why.
Mm-hmm.
And that took me into wanting to know how the market works. You can't learn how it works. You just learn how to navigate through it.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine who is still in the same mentorship group came and asked me, Kivu, when you work with millionaires, what is the probability that you'll be the sixth if you work with five?
Mm-hmm.
The law of conformity. And I said, true. But when you work with a beggar, so you'll also be a beggar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes. And he asked me, with Eric, where kuna tumeona ka tumefanya? Nikamwambia, no. And at the time, I think Eric had our conversation. And he told us, you guys, alikuwa amekuja kuona the guy.
Okay.
And he overheard our conversation. Okay. And he told us, you guys, I want you to do something. Tell everybody in that group, we are meeting over here. Just ask them if they're around, they come. So people came, and he asked us to deposit $10. And he was like, this week, the whole of this week, starting today, I want us to grow this $10 to $10,000.
Mm.
You know how appealing that was?
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, okay, let's do it. Mm. Then when we jumped on the chart, we did not do any analysis. He just looked at the chart, and he was like, actually, EV75 in a car is good. You guys sell this.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do?
Sell.
Kaka, at the time, it was just stalling. It wasn't even moving. Then it moved in our direction kidogo. Mm-hmm. So people were like, So we paused and he was like, twende ni lunch. I'll buy you guys lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We went. He bought us lunch. We sat there talking. Nobody was looking at the charts because he was like, ata msi angalia. I'm too emotional.
So no one was looking.
Uh-huh. But nikakanika yangalia. And I remember the previous night I had asked him, because now I had ventured into Elliot Wave fully. Now I was
who now, you or him?
Me.
Okay.
Now I wanted to know how Elliot Wave really works.
Yeah.
To really understand the strategy. So when I looked at it, I was like, I mean like one owner than it ended this other way. Why is this guy just telling us that it will go this side, and we haven't done even any analysis.
Okay.
So that the guy who Eric had overheard us talking, he's called Angelus.
Okay.
So he asked me, Kivu, umeona kama tumefanya analysis yoyote?
Mm.
Told him no. Kaniambia, you see, this is what I'm telling you. Me, I don't resonate with what this guy is teaching us.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, he sent me videos, short videos of Falcon.
Okay, Falcon FX.
Yes, of Falcon FX. And just from the language that the mentor over there, Mark, was speaking, you'd hear words like awesome, amazing, and just the language told a lot.
Yeah.
And I resonated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to raise money to join the mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
I just raised money for a month. But do you know what I was doing to raise the money?
Mm-mm.
Signal.
So trading?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still more or less a signal group.
Yeah.
From a guy in the UK.
Yeah.
And can I call this luck or not luck? Mm-hmm. Because we're still in the same loop.
So yeah,
we're still in the same loop.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call this luck. Because in a week, I had raised enough to pay for the mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
And I did so. And that's where my journey started. Because I've never looked back since then.
Yeah. So what did you... how much is the mentorship at Falcon?
At Falcon, a month's membership is £97. 3 months membership is £247.
3 months?
Yes. And an annual membership is £970. But okay. From the 28th of this month, the prices going up. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's a course being released and the prices are going up.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, once you get the mentorship, everything is in it. So you just pay this subscription and inside it you get everything.
Yes. The pre-recorded modules. Okay. You watch a foundation series.
So now after you found Falcon and Mark Hutchinson and the team, what did you do to Eric? What happened to Eric's group?
I left.
Okay.
And by me leaving, you know, I was amongst the first people to join that membership group, the mentorship group. People started questioning, "Mbona kivo ameenda?"
Yeah.
Then, do you know what the guy was telling them?
Mm.
The guy was actually telling them, "Eh, huyo ata kwa mentorship." His mentorship, he was charging us 15,000 for a year of mentorship. He was telling them, "Eh, kivo ata kwa hiyo 15,000, alikuwa amelipa 2,000 peke yake." And I was like, that 2,000 was my balance.
Yeah. It's all you had.
Yeah.
Or balance, was, not finished.
Yes.
So you had paid everything except, okay.
Yeah. And they were struggling for this money. Liko naenda na kuwa weita Sarova.
Which Sarova? Mombasa Sarova?
No, just this one, along Valley Road, Panafric.
Okay, Panafric. Yeah. So.
Actually fell in love with that. Because there's a lot of learning to do there.
Yes.
Mind you, if they still call me today, and I go.
Yes. Unajihambu, Indonesia.
I go, because I enjoy it.
Like there are gigs that can come up.
Yeah.
Then you go.
Yeah.
Still a full time?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You just called. Yeah. It's actually near the Kesho go around.
Okay.
Yes. Come.
Okay.
And they just go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now what happened to the LU12?
It was difficult to let go of because, you see, I had switched strategies. So I had wasted, mind you, this is sometime in 2021 now.
Okay.
Yes, around April, thereabout.
Yes.
I had switched and I had spent a lot of time now learning the LU12.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of difficult to let go of because I had started getting the nooks of
yes,
it. The
yes, I yes. get.
Uh-huh. But I was resonating with Falcon more. So I just made a difficult decision to leave it. It wasn't easy because I look at the charts, I draw on the structures that I see. You wouldn't see anything at the first time.
Uh-huh.
So you try and include the Elliott wave so that you try and see something.
Mm-hmm.
So I draw on the Fibonacci ratios, the levels, the extensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd see, okay, market is still pivoting at this area.
Mm.
And in over here, I can see the structure at this area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these two things, can they be mixed?
Mm-hmm.
I experimented that. But then, it still didn't work. So it's like, I can't do this. I need to do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to let go of one thing. And I chose to let go of...
A little.
Yes. Because the learning that I got on that end was way, way... I can't even compare it to this one.
At Mark?
No, at Eric's, the learning that I was getting.
So
I can't even compare it to what I was getting at Falcon.
Okay. Yes. At all.
Yeah, at all.
Mm.
Then considering that there's a community at Falcon, a global one, which is awesome. You have people like minded over there, they share ideas, they talk. And the language is just as beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Cause there we sort of have a similar trajectory. Because when I started trading, I learned, now me, I'm a patterns guy.
Yeah.
So also me, the one that resonated with me at first was Elliott Wave.
Mm.
So I used to trade Elliott Waves. I used to trade them. But I got to know they were complicated. Mm. Complicated in that, not that they don't work. There's this guy I follow. I don't know if you know him on IG. It's called Elliott Wave Count.
Yes.
I know him. That guy draws Elliott's and patterns and numbers and ABC and all those things. I was like, I'll shika this thing. You know, I have to shika, more or less like you're saying, I'd put so much time in it. There's actually a book that I have here. You see, here it is even. Elliot of Basics by our Precher. Is it called? Someone Precher. Mm-hmm. Robert Precher, I think. I dived deep into Elliot Wave analysis and understanding it. Now, the thing came when I started realizing, for me, I think it works for some people, but for me, it was very subjective.
Yeah.
In that, you know, you can count waves, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah. Then now you expect ABC correction.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when the 5 is over, it comes correct kidogo, doesn't go below wave 4,
yeah.
Then it continues going up.
Yeah.
And then now you come and say, this is a fractal, okay? Like an the wave extension. 3 yeah, is yeah. an, in, yes, it's an extension. Inside it, this was another wave.
Yes.
Now you're starting to draw more. Then these waves just continue going up. And that thing was, it was a bit confusing. Sometimes you'd get it right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get it wrong. It was confusing. So I was like, this was too much. And I think also at that time, I was also watching a lot of Mark. So for me, I didn't buy his course.
Mm-hmm.
I think that time also I was broke. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, any that I make. For me, a lot of my money that I was making at the time, I was putting into Financial Hub. Mm-hmm. I was investing in the website, the courses, you know, all that. It cost quite a bit. So the money I was getting, I wasn't buying any courses. I was watching Kina Mark Hutchinson. I don't know if you know Astro FX.
No,
this guy's called Sean Lee and Amanat. They're all in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
They were big time. Mm-hmm. Something happened. I don't know what happened. These days they've gone down. Mark has been very consistent.
Really?
Very consistent from the word go. Now, for me, I used to watch most of his videos.
Mm.
How he breaks down the market, how he talks about psychology. Something I think we resonate me and use that book you came with.
Yeah.
Let me show it. Yeah, yeah. Let me show it to the people. Asante. Because also may I got this from Mark.
Mm.
So this is a book. This is Kev's book. It's called The Chimp Paradox by Dr. Steve Peters. A very, very mind-opening book. I love it to death. I read it. I got it from, I think Mark was giving his top 3 best books for traders, I think, some time back. Uko, like you're saying, 2019, Uko, 2020.
Mm.
And I also binged into it and I got to understand it. Now him, he's a person who really immensely helped me come from really trading the Elliott Wave style like you. Mm-hmm. It was a hard time breaking. You know, like you're saying, I've put so much time in Elliott Waves. You're like, I'm about to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then someone is showing you a much better way that you resonate with. It's more calm.
Yeah.
It's more...
The charts are clear.
The charts are clear. Yeah, I've not drawn. You know, Elliott, you're drawing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 going up. Not that I'm an Ichomea, but it wasn't something I resonated with. So now that you got Mark Hutchinson's and the Falcon community, what inside it was really mind-opening that you decided I'll stick with this case for life?
Like the transparency.
And
integrity.
Yeah. It's
that is it.
Mm-hmm.
They say we'll do
in what way? What do they say? In terms of what?
In terms of the message they portray. They have never changed the message from the word go.
True.
And the message they portray is, for example, there's this time, so-called mentors, so-called gurus, they were insisting that people use small stops. There were people using 2-pip stops color.
Two-pip
stops.
Two-pip stop is spread. Like spread already has taken 2 pips.
Me, I didn't even understand. To make major returns. Now.
Yeah, so it's only sniper entries.
How can you keep targeting pivots, yet you don't even know? The market is unique. Every moment in the market is unique. You never know what will happen next. So how can you call this a pivot, yet the market hasn't even shown you its hand?
That's how people lose a lot. 2 pips. How do you even calculate position size on that? So, kwa a small account, utapata position size, do you have 5 lots? Okay.
Uh-huh. It's actually not an interesting thing. But then they stuck to the message. Don't use that. Use a minimum of 15. Use a minimum of 10.
Yeah.
Use a minimum. No, but 10. 10 came later on.
Okay.
Yes.
So minimum was even 15.
On. Yes. The minimum that was allowed was 15 because at the time, the executional time frame was the 15-minute chart.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But again, when AFT was launched, that is Advanced Falcon Trader, was launched just some few years back, and they introduced the 5-minute entries, but only on something called the golden runs.
Okay, so
yeah, the start of major runs.
Okay, okay.
That is when he said that the 10 pip stop is allowed.
Okay.
But by the time I was getting there,
but before that, it was
using 30 pips, yes, 40 pips, yes, yes, something yes. You're comfortable with.
Yes, that's yes. True.
And that helped me a lot. Uh-huh. Manage it through all that.
Okay, because I think also me using a 5 pip, 10 pip. I think minimum for me also I can use is 15 pips, and that is only on something like Aussie dollar. Mm. It's gold. I can't even think of putting like my strategy, how it shows me. I can only put like above 30-40 minimum on gold. But apart from that, yo, like if you put a 2 pip stop, you're not even giving market leeway. It's like you're looking. It's like you're trying to be a god. In the market now, you can't be a god, because by a god you mean if you put a 2 pip stop, it's like you've put a 0 pip stop. It's basically you're saying at this point, market is going to turn and should turn, and you find that such people are even giving people signals on that.
Mm.
And you know, different brokers are different.
Yes.
So different brokers can charge different spreads. So if you calculate a 2 pip stop, you should also factor in the spread, because you'll get like 2 pip spread, 3 pip. Sometimes if it's volatility and news has come out, you can get 10 pips spread, you know, that time when people are blind. So also may I resonate with the fact that what you're saying, 15 pip, 20 pip, that is comfortable. Even if market is fluctuating, I can get time. Yeah, I have room for error. Like if I didn't get a good entry, it can go up, down, and such stuff. But now you really got the understanding of trading their style?
Yes, because something that was actually awesome was the abundance mind style. There was no lack of mindset.
So by abundance, what do you mean?
By abundance, I mean that there's always another opportunity.
Yes, yes, yes.
There
yes.
is always another opportunity. If you miss this, you can get always the next one.
And I know it hurts. That, yeah. It hurts to miss a trade. So much. Abundance mindset.
Yes.
The next one is coming.
Yes. It's gone. Yeah, even if you keep concentrating, focusing on it, time is running, you more running up.
That's true. Pure market, I rudy.
Mm. So they were like, don't chase it. Why would you chase it? The way we trade, there's so many opportunities to get involved. So many. So I enjoyed that. I loved that.
Okay. Yeah. And is Mark the only teacher there?
No. He's the big teacher.
The main,
yeah, okay. He's the main teacher, but their coaches, there's Abdu, there's Ibi, yeah, and they're really good ones.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is on a even different from this. Someone I follow, maybe some people know. There's a trader who used to be part of you guys, and then went to a different style. I don't know if you know her. She's called Hannah.
Yes.
What happened to her? Why did she? I knew she was a big deep guy into.
Yeah.
Falcon.
Actually, yeah. Talking about her, this podcast that Falcon used to shoot.
Yes,
some time back,
I remember.
They were called Student Sit Downs.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember there's a podcast that was filmed where there was Anna and a certain guy called Michael Bamba.
I think I've heard of him, but okay.
He also changed strategies.
Okay. I think, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I remember in that podcast, I took a tweak that has helped me so much, because Hannah said she resonates with not looking at the trading platform. She does not like looking at the numbers.
What do you mean?
Executional time, the MetaTrader.
Oh.
She does not look at it. When she executes the position and she's triggered in, she only looks at TradingView. She manages her trades on TradingView.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah.
So when the market takes her out on TradingView is where now she goes there to confirm, okay, it has taken me out.
So
yes, when trading stops, that is when she goes there.
So
just to modify.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I took that tweak and it has worked wonders, because it removes the anxiety.
Yeah.
It removes the anxiety.
Yeah.
Seeing those figures fluctuate, those are not, Caleb, those are not good habits.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you're trading, mind you, if you're trading $1 million, and okay, let me not use $1 million. But let's use something like $100,000. If you're trading $100,000, Caleb, and your account is at, say, $3,000, your account is at $6,000, Then you're looking at the numbers. You see it pulled down from 6,000 to it's at 4,000. Then it's at 5. Then it's at 3. Are you sure you'll hold those $2,000, $3,000 in Kenya?
That's cool. Or even if it's getting into a loss, nijafikia stop loss. Like, hey, $1,000 is too much. Just come out,
Now, the bad part about that is that you then become outcome-oriented. Or you focus on the outcome, which is not advisable in the long term. Because you need those processes. You need to focus on the processes. Process over outcome, always.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because you can replicate the processes and you can't replicate the outcome.
Okay.
Unless you replicate the process.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So where did Hannah go?
She still does the things. I think from her vlogs, she is in Philippines. But that is her individual journey.
Okay. Because I believe, like, with Forex, people tend, like, even me when I teach people, I'm normally telling them, if I teach you at the end of the day, it's not that I expect you now trade my strategy, like, for life. Mine is a guide. Mm-hmm. I'm giving, like, you see what you're talking about even with Hutchinson side. We've not even talked about strategy and all that. You've talked more about mindset. Abundance, think like this, think differently. The next trade is around the corner. Even if you missed this one or you lost on this one, more trades are coming. So for me, that's the same thing I teach students, as well as also showing them how I trade. But I tell them, don't focus on my strategy. Everyone has their own unique style of trading. It doesn't mean because it works for me, it has to work for you. There's some people, like, let's say, I think me and you, we are both, we like patterns, and we want to look for, like, a puzzle. Taras, my partner, on the other hand, doesn't trade patterns, doesn't look for such things. Him, he has indicators, looks for when these indicators reach a certain level to buy and sell. Simple. You'll never find Taras, like the charts you've shown me right now. You'll never see Taras looking at such stuff. For me, you've seen my chart here. I've drawn things. So, for me, that makes sense. For Taras, this doesn't make sense. Konza, he'll come and draw what I've drawn and be like, hey, what is this? This is a lie. But I like the fact that now you got to understand that. So, I don't want us to talk much about how you trade it. That's your own personal, IP. Personal stuff, but how do you approach risk?
How I approach risk? I only risk 1% of my account maximum.
By the way, congratulations. Kevin was telling me he's just passed one of his accounts. Is it today?
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday. And it's taken you what, 3 weeks?
Yes, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. You said you started it when you came for
the first one.
I remember that day when we were talking. Yeah, congratulations on that. It's a good thing. I like it when I see traders in Kenya. We're all moving. You know, the thing about Forex, there's no competition. If you make money, it's good. It's kudos. If I make money, it's kudos. If we all make money, it's kudos. If you lose, tunaongeleshana, tunasaidiana, improve on this, improve on that. It's not, if you make money, me, I'm going to lose. It's a matter of, let's go. Markets, how much money is traded per day? $8 trillion. Sisi tunaingia tu?
Scratch.
Take like a small bit of yours, go away. Like you said, Vlolienda ka celebrate. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But continue. You're saying your risk management?
I only risk 1% per position, maximum risk. I look at my risk exposure. I cannot trade pairs that have the same denomination.
Say, for example?
If the dollars, I cannot have euro dollar and at the same have Aussie dollar running at the same time with full 1% risks open. If at all I want to take both positions, I'll split my risk.
0.5, yes. 0.5, okay.
So that I share it.
Yeah.
Again, I also look at my currency exposure. If I have two trades running,
yes,
and this one is euro dollar, the other one is euro kiwi.
Yes.
Or say the other one is euro pound.
Yes.
I cannot, these two positions, yes, they are not correlated, yes.
Yeah.
But they have euros. So if one pivots, for example, what will happen to the other one? So the maximum risk exposure that I have, the maximum currency exposure that I usually do have is 2%. I cannot open anything more than that. I cannot open a scaling in a position where my risk is not eliminated.
So
yes, makes that
sense.
Is how I approach risk.
Okay.
And at the same time, I won't take a position that does not give me a minimum of 3:1.
Oh, so 2:1 you can't take?
No.
Okay.
Because I believe 3-to-1 gives me my edge in the market. It gives me my mathematical edge.
Awesome.
Because Caleb, if I take 6 trades, I lose 4 and I only win 2.
Yeah.
I'm still up 2%.
Uh-huh.
If I just take a minimum of 3-to-1, if I lose 4, I've lost 4%. If I win 2, I've won 6%.
How did you come to know that? Because a lot of my students, or not even most, even most people who are watching, which is a good thing, that's why I want us to talk more about it. They get a trade, 1-to-1, whatever, can't you trade ni trade wameingia. Another problem is, they get maybe a trade like 1-to-4, but market is going towards their target, they only take market meetings are 1%, they've already taken it. So my question is like, how did you come to the understanding that 1-to-3 is your edge?
Based off the data that I had collected.
Exactly what I want. That's exactly. You cannot trade without data.
You cannot.
You cannot, because how will you know even your edge? Because some people can trade with a 1-to-1 and make money if they have a high success rate or high win rate, high hit rate. If you have a low hit rate below 50, most people think if you're losing, if you have 10 trades and you win 3 and lose 7, you cannot make money. But if you use a good risk reward, like minimum 1-to-3, you'll be shocked that you'll be making 2% a month. Because if you lose 7, you've lost 7% if you're risking 1. And if you win 3, each of them making 3%, you've made 9%. So at the end of the day, you're up. So continue. That's what it's good you answered. Data.
You need data.
How did you know that? How did you know about data? Because you've never been in our class. That's what I'm talking about. You know, most of our students have told them this. How did you come to know data is important?
I did not have to be in your class. The podcasts you people shoot and all that is in the community
is enough.
Mind you, you see, even before I joined Falcon, while still doing the LU2, did I know about position sizing? No, I did not.
At all.
The guy will tell us, use minimum lot.
Oh my God. So you just put 0.01.
Aye. Caleb, we did not...
Amma, you just not, even you any see, number.
At the time, I was not trading currency pairs. We're trading?
Synthetic indexes.
Yes. So when I came into this, I was like, minimum lot is 0.01. Okay, I'm making money, but I can't even sustain myself with this.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
It's not bad money.
Yeah.
Because if you accumulate it, the power of small numbers,
yes,
you need 10 shillings to make 100.
Yes, you need
10 100 shillings to make 1,000.
Mm.
Yeah, you can grow it that way. How long will that take you?
For sure.
Yes. But again, you're not thinking short term, you're thinking long term. Yes.
Mm.
So I watched a podcast that you guys did, and Ken kept talking about position sizing. So I really wanted to know what is this position sizing. So I went and I Googled it.
Mm.
And I saw, okay, there's even a calculator
to do this for you.
And I started using it slowly.
Yeah.
So I actually ventured into that. I went to YouTube. The beautiful thing about YouTube is it is also educative.
Yeah,
so I went and I learned how to use my FX book.
Yeah.
The calculator.
And
okay, you put this because there's a part over there where they write a lot one. So I was wondering, what is this?
Yes.
But then, in all those videos, they were just, leave it at one.
Mm.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So I did that. Later on, to come and learn why it's that way.
Mm.
Mm. So I started learning position sizing that way. And that's when I started now grasping what risk is. Grasping how to risk.
Okay.
And grasping what risk management is.
Then,
later on is when you also come to know that it's deep. Risk management is deep, and it's a whole topic out there can't even finish right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how I risk. That is how I approach risk in the market. But again, I also understand that the positions that are higher risk,
and the
positions that are lower in risk.
Mm.
So you can get a high quality position,
but
is higher in risk.
Yes,
why would you take that?
Mm.
That is not worth risking your portfolio over.
Okay.
So you leave it. But if you get a position, but I believe every trade situation is different. Because if Caleb, per se, I am up, say for the week, I am up quite a good percentage. I believe I'm in a position to take that as long as I can manage my risk. at 1%. Mm-hmm. Because how I trade, when price goes past 1%, mm-hmm. my management plan allows me to trail my stop from my risk to break even.
Yeah,
so I eliminate my risk.
That was my next question. You would normally break even on some trades?
Yes.
Okay. Because once what has happened?
After price breaks the 1% barrier.
Okay, so. Yeah.
It's not basically a barrier, but.
Yeah, that level.
Yeah, that
your level. Account, if you cable, above 1%.
Not my account, the trade position itself.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
The running trade.
Yeah, the running trade.
Okay.
So I've risked 1%, so when it breaks below 1%,
you.
And the hourly candle closes.
Yes, 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 that's
yes,
important.
Below it.
Yes.
Now I can move it.
Okay.
To break even.
Cool.
So when price comes back and tags me out, okay.
Yeah.
I am
another opportunity. Risk management number one.
Yes.
Protect capital at all costs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because no position is also a position.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys say cash is also a position.
Yeah, cash
yes,
is king.
It is.
Be ready for the next trade.
Because if you take this position, it is high in risk and it takes you out for a loss and you are like, I knew that. And it messes up with your psychology. You won't be in the right mentality to take the next one, which is low in risk and again higher quality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you also protect your psychology that way.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Now I'm seeing our time is running out.
Yeah.
But before that, as we finish up, and we'll continue, we still have a lot to talk. I still have a lot of questions. But as we finish, what are like two mistakes you see traders making? Two main mistakes, just two.
Traders or newbies?
Any. Newbies, no more consistent traders.
Let me first talk about the people that are just joining it, that are just coming into trading. I believe one big mistake they do is that they want to come and make the money fast and make the money quick. Let me just say this out loud. In trading, we do not get rich quick.
Yeah.
We make money fast.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
Because once you learn your skill set,
yeah,
and you raise your capital and you grow your portfolio, you can make money fast. Because 1% in $100 account is 1%. You cannot live off that. 1% in $1,000 account is 10%. But
true.
What is 1% in $100,000 account?
And $1,000.
Exactly. So if you make 3%, that is awesome.
Yeah, true.
Again, they're coming in this industry in the mentality that I'll make money in 3 months. I'll make money in 6 months. Okay, you can make some money, but that is not even guaranteed.
Okay.
You actually might not even make money.
Mm.
I can comfortably say that I started making my first few tangible profits after around 1.5 years.
Good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was good. It was actually eye-opening at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Ken, how long does somebody go to school to be a doctor?
6-7 years, depending on how fast they can learn. But yeah,
so
5-6 years, yeah.
After finishing, what will they get paid when they get a job?
I don't know.
Around 200 to 50,
yeah,
per se.
Mm.
I am not sure about that.
Okay, okay.
I'm open for correction.
Yeah, yeah.
Say around 200 to 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when you're coming into this industry, one of the biggest paying industries, where you can earn
anything. Yes, there's no limit.
You want to take 3 months to make money. People are taking 6 years to make 200,000.
That's true.
You want to take 3 months to make millions.
Mm.
Come with a long-term mindset.
True.
Because when you go to school, Ken, you pay school fees.
Yeah.
Unaulizaga mali naenda. Apana. Si unafunzwa. Sasa in this market, when you take those losses, take it as school fees.
Yeah.
You're paying school fees.
You're learning.
Yes.
Okay.
So a few mistakes. If you lose and you don't learn why you've lost, you are giving money away.
True.
You guys said fall forward.
Yes, 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 yes.
Fall forward.
Yes.
Always fall forward. Because when you fall forward and you stand up, you're there.
Yeah.
You're not here, but if you fall backwards, you're here.
Yeah.
So that is one thing I tell people that are coming here new.
Mm-hmm.
People that have been in the industry are like, always be open to learning.
For sure.
Always be open to learning.
Mm-hmm.
I came to your seminars. You people had labeled them for newbies, but I came because there's always something you learn. I came, I learned something from Ken.
Mm-hmm.
How to answer an investor's question, for example. And that is something I took away.
Okay.
Yes. I came to the other seminar that you hosted, and I learned those stages of being a profitable trader in depth,
mm-hmm.
not just the titles, the subtitles.
Yeah.
I learned them in depth. Mm-hmm. So always be open to learning. You always learn. You have to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not learning at a new level, if you're not achieving your success at the higher level, then you're not learning at a higher level.
That's true.
So always learn. Always learn. Gradually learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are good points. I hope you guys have listened to that. And I like that fact that you're like, you come for seminars, you've already learned. You're not even coming to learn our strategy. You're just coming to learn different stuff and be open to other stuff. Like you were saying earlier when you started the podcast, where you use Pan-Afric. Okay, kupigia, you open. Because you never know who you meet.
Yeah.
You never know who you touch. It's not even a matter of who you'll meet. You don't know whose life you're going to touch and improve and even bring into Forex or something. So I like that mindset. It's a growth mindset. It's not the fixed type of mindset. And good job, Bana. Nice to meet you. It was good we met. Because
yeah.
I met Kevo not long ago. I think it's 3 weeks now. Already he's here. You can know. We don't easily bring. You've listened to a podcast. We don't easily just meet. Because we've met a lot of people. And we don't just wake up one day and decide, okay, you just come. See at any content to machine on now. But when we conversed, it was a good end. Also, I told Ken, we have to bring Kevo to a podcast to share a story. I like the fact that you had also gone the step ahead to learn internationally from Kinamark. People I respect as well. And it was a good thing. So it's good to hear that side of the story. And I think a lot of people have learned a thing or two. I'm sure we'll have to do a part two. Maybe even a part three, maybe sometime early next year,
sure.
and catch up on a few more things because time has gone so fast. I'm even shocked. It's 5:05. Time has flown.
Whoa.
Imagine. It felt like we've talked for 20 minutes. But anyway, guys, that's Kev. Do you have any handle? Am I your private guy on online?
I'm a private one, but okay. I do share my setups, I share the progress of the trades, and I share the outcome of the trade on my stories. I do not do a lot of social media. I'm only on Instagram. WhatsApp is only for communication,
for social media, for communication,
no,
for posting.
For effective communication,
okay.
Because people talk there, even
yes.
formally.
Yeah.
So WhatsApp is just for that.
Okay.
I don't enjoy chatting. Give me a call.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm quite active on Instagram because that's where the community is active as well.
So what's your handle?
MinerKevin_99.
MinerKevin_99.
Yeah.
So there you heard it from the horse's mouth. That's where to find him. Yeah. It's good to know traders, follow them, just see what they're doing. If you're still learning, you're a new person, just listen to the people who are doing it here. Be humble. It helps a lot instead of trying and doing everything by yourself. So anyway, allow me to end it there, guys. That's it from us. Thank you for coming, Kev. It's nice to have you.
It was an awesome session. Thank you.
Maybe next time you might also do it with Ken, maybe Taras. Pick their minds also.
Mm.
But I've started it.
I have a lot of questions for you guys.
No problem. So, but karibu, thank you for coming. And guys, I'll catch you next time. Like I always say when I'm ending my videos, remember to always stay woke, stay financially literate, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.